$9,000 or $10,000 you won.
We won $9,000 or $10,000?
How do you do that?
Well, it's the lucky feeling. Remember I told you about the itching and the twitching and the jerking? I knew something was just driving me to come to this table. $9,000 or $10,000 is nothing, because when I get the lucky $9,000 or $10,000...
Voici Capricou. Que marche, voilà.
Jacques, je le mets à faire tout ce que des faire au départ.
Oh, bon, t'es même pas salé de bon, et belle cadelle.
Je m'en l'air à que faire.
Ah, oui, oui.
Exactly.
You got it.
Did you say a polar bear heater?
No, you said it. I said an Alaskan polar bear heater.
I never heard of that.
Until now.
Until now.
All right, pay attention. Two shots of vodka.
Two shots of vodka.
A little rum.
A little rum.
Some bitters.
Some bitters.
And a smidgen of vinegar.
A smidgen of... Are you going to drink this here, or are you going to take it home and rub it on your chest?
Hey, that was terrific. Hey, did you hear that, folks? A regular George Bernard Shaw. Good boy. And he did it all by himself. You did it all by yourself and nobody helped you. That's terrific. And with your very own big mouth. Now, if you don't want this cocktail shaker to become a part of your gums, mix the drink, shut your mouth, and pay attention. Is that clear? Repeat after me. I'll pay attention. All right, let's continue. A shot of vermouth.
A shot of vermouth.
A shot of gin.
A little gin.
A little brandy.
A little brandy.
Lemon peel.
A lemon peel.
Orange peel.
Some orange peel.
Cherry. Some more scotch.
Some more scotch.
Now mix it nice, then pour it into a tall glass.
Hey, I never tried one of these. Do you mind if I take a sip?
Oh, go right ahead.
Not bad.
Today is the birthday of Jerry Lewis. Jerry, whose real name was Joseph Levitch, was born this day back in 1926 in Newark, New Jersey. And when you hear the name Jerry Lewis, what do you think of first? Comedian? Actor? Humanitarian? How about this one? Try this one on. A Guide Through the Word of God. Well, follow me with this. When you review the life and work of Jerry Lewis, you'll find many living examples of God's Word and His will at work that I think will empower your life and give you direction. Now, this doesn't mean that you're expected to go out and imitate Jerry's life or really anyone else's. God, through His grace and wisdom, empowers us to live a unique life through and with His Word, is what we're told in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. It's often said that the comedy that Jerry Lewis gave to us couldn't be taught. It was a natural talent. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 teaches something quite a bit different. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, and to think soberly as God has dealt to each one of us a measure of faith. The humanitarian work of Jerry Lewis through his years, leading the efforts of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, is, well, say the least, legendary. This is an example of the lesson that we find in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Jerry's decades-long devotion to MDA and his kids brought to life the words found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. So let each one of us give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Was Jerry Lewis a truthful man? Well, in some cases, bluntly so. But isn't that what a truth teller needs to be? Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 17. He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. Now, while receiving many awards during his life, including France's highest civilian honor, two times, by the way, while America never recognized Jerry Lewis with our similar award even once, rewards appeared to be secondary for Jerry Lewis. That brings to mind what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 12, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven." Now, was Jerry Lewis a perfect man? No. There isn't a man or a woman who is. James chapter 3, verse 2 reminds us, "For we all stumble in many things." One of the few regrets I have in my life is that even through my long association with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, I never got to spend time with Jerry Lewis. Several people over the years have told me that Jerry knew of me, but our paths just never seemed to be able to cross. That just teaches me how you don't need to be directly and closely with someone who has received great gifts from God in order to learn from them in ways that will bring you closer to God. Personally speaking, I've learned a lot from Jerry Lewis, and that made me a much better man in all that I do with the gifts God has blessed me with.
I'm very honored, very humbled, a word rarely used with my name, but genuinely sincere. I appreciate being selected by the NAB, probably because I've done 1,380 hours of television in the last 61 years. If it wasn't for you, a lot of kids would be suffering worse. It's an amazing and unbelievable thing to watch a child come up to you and say, "Thank you for doing what you do for me." It's an exceptional feeling to be commended for doing what your heart says you should do.